as you are. And I said, well, if he ain't, he's got a phone, you know. He can call me if he's in trouble. So I set up two or three, and he went to work. He's still with them. And they pay him $10,000 a week. But you see, what he does, and what I was to do, is set up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and sell the Coliseums out. So like Greensboro, I set that one up at that time. It held 12,000 people. I sold it out. $10 a ticket was $120,000. They pay all the expenses out of that, and they get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be worth $3,333 if I made you $70,000?
You bet.
Well, I could do that every night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow, that's great.
So that's what it sounds like, a lot of money, but I could set up them three Coliseums.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend. Now I could book 30 in a week and set them up and have them running. It was unbelievable how it was like playing music. I mean, I could just get on the phone, and then too, every man knowed me, every act knowed me, every newspaper knowed me. I was in a red book. It had a 4-star rating. I could run newspaper and send them the money the next week. Radio, I never paid a one in advance. I never paid newspaper. Television, I could just call them, tell them run spots. They'd mail me the bill. So I could really operate. You know, at that time, I'm talking about 70 and all.
Yeah.
My expenses operating and running and all, using, you know, that they'd have to pay, but I was spending $30,000 or $40,000 a week just running shows, just expenses and all. It was something, man. I was running 140 Coliseum shows a year. So I was taking in anywhere from $1.5 to $3 million a year.
Ooh-wee. That's, you're one of the only people who's making money in this kind of, in music, huh?
And then you see people that work for me.
Yeah.
So then when I quit, Conway asked me to train his son. And that's been 8-10 years. His son handles all the Conway shows that way. Conway does his own. In Alabama, then the Statlers, I got them a man. Then C.K. Spurlock has worked for me, took Kenny Rogers. So the deal was, the big act stopped selling to guys. You know, and when I started out and all the way on up at the time I worked, I called them up and paid them a flat fee. And I put a show together and put them in a building, paid them, and I got what was left. But after I quit, Charlie Pride come along, and his manager wanted a percentage. Johnny Cash was the first one that got percentages. So then after all that, when you get big now, you just get you a man. Or there's about five of them, they'll take anybody. They'll put them on for you, rent the building, do all the work, sell all the tickets, do all the advertising, and they'll sell out if you're hot, you know. Then they pay all the bills, and most of them now ask for 10% of what's left instead of $3,300 a night. In fact, I understand Alabama's paying Keith 10%.
He's
90 and he gets 10 of everything I have to expense.
Wow.
So he's making about $1.5 million a year.
Yes, yeah. Is that Keith Twitty or Keith?
Keith Fowler lives in King, North Carolina.
Oh, Keith Fowler, huh?
And Conway does his own shows. His son handles it. And pays the bills and he gets it all.
It's a shame that bluegrass money can't get that kind, isn't it?
Popular. It's, the radio stations won't even play it now. Maybe we can't get it on radio. And Alison Krauss got a video on CMT and TNN, and it made her a star. One song.
Yeah, that's going to help a little bit for us, won't it?
She's getting 5,000
a night,
I understand.
Yeah, her band, anyway. Then she's got to have everything come out of that.
Nobody's ever got, except Monroe. I don't know if nobody else has ever got that.
I believe Seldom Scene was getting that, weren't they?
No, they never got that.
Really? I thought they did.
Well, they say maybe now. I ain't worked them in 5 years. I ain't never paid them more than $1,800, $1,500.
Is that right?
Oh, man, they ain't never paid them. no $2,000.
Huh.
Now, it's a different story now. I mean, I'm talking about I quit 5 or 6 years ago. They tell me Dale Curry wants $2,000, or they're getting $2,000 for it. Nashville Bluegrass Band's asking $2,500, and, you know, that's good money.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe gets $5,000 or $6,000 when he was playing. He But bluegrass, see, we can't get it on television or radio, so it's just dying slowly.
Is there a future for it?
No. Nobody likes it. I mean, see, what's going to the festival and all now out there is 40, 50-year-old people that liked it 10, 15 years ago. There's no new people going to hear it. See, there was a time 10, 12 years ago I could walk out here on the street over around the college or school or almost anything and say, you ever heard of Bill Monroe? Yeah, man, that guy plays that mandolin. Now you can walk down the street and ask a 20, 22, 25-year-old person, I never heard of Bill Monroe. You ever heard of Mack Wylan? Nope. You ever heard of Ricky Skaggs? Yeah, man, that country cat.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Stanley Brothers? Hell, Stanley Brothers.
Yeah, really.
Seldom seen. I don't know none of them cats, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of time. Ain't gonna be no more.
Well, the festivals seem to be more popular than ever.
Where?
Everywhere. And people right now acknowledge that they're like Bobby Atkins. He's making more money now than he's ever made in his entire life.
I'm saying, how much is that?
Well, it's more than he's ever been, and it seems to be a real good support for the music now.
Conway Twitty makes more than one night.
I know that. I can't.
These bands make them a year. But the thing of it is have you? Who's going to know Bobby Atkins' team? Because Bobby Atkins' team is now, it may not be playing. But who's going to know Lonesome River Band 10 years from now? There ain't going to be none of it on radio. What do you watch every night? Television. And if you don't get on television, you ain't going to be known. And they won't put it on there.
Yeah, I know.
Now they say country music is number one in the nation, music, right?
Okay.
That's the end of it. See, when you get number one, that's the end of it. Where are you going to go? Name one place to go, and that's the graveyard. See, country music's finished now. There won't be no more country music.
It's number one, so it's finished?
Yeah. I mean, how can you go into higher?
Well, that means it'll stick around, doesn't it?
Somebody's hunting something there,
hey,
that's number one. That's great. Now, what's coming up next?
Well, you're right. People do tend to like their music in fads. You know, the Beatles and the rock and the acid rock.
Presley died.
Well, that's the old rock and roll. Now they got something else they call rock and roll. They call it that.
This is the worst year. Last year was the worst year for shows that's ever been. Call Billboard Magazine. Call Abdul, that dancing girl. They had her over here, canceled the show. They had Kenny Rogers come in to Greensboro, canceled the show. They had Danny LaBelle coming in here next week to cancel the show.
Why?
People ain't got the money to go. At $22 and $25 a ticket. Too high. Now the Statlers are coming into Winston Salem next week at $17.50 a ticket. They'll do pretty good, but still, that's two people, that's $35. Man, there's a lot of people. $35 is groceries for a week.
Yeah.
So, but bluegrass is not on radio. And some stations will play 2 hours at 11 till midnight on Sunday night, but there ain't nowhere to expose it. See, when I was big and the festivals were really good, the Osmond Brothers had Rocky Top and all them songs to play. Reno and Smiley, Flat and Scruggs was all getting radio play. They were country music.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 10 years, record companies can't even put out a damn song and pay for it.
What is the problem here? Does it have to do with the Country Music Association?
No. It's just that nobody wants to hear it. the radio stations won't play it because the minute it plays, the women in the house run to the television, put on another station. And then when you get so you can sing, Ricky Skaggs goes where the money is. Keith Whitley goes where the money is. Vince Gill worked with Country Gazette, Prairie League, and Bluegrass Alliance. He went to where the money is.
Yeah, that's...
What's left in Bluegrass?
Diehards.
Well, they dying every day when they go for them. It's over. You know, it's Monroe goes, that's the end of it.
Well, you're certainly working hard at preserving something that you don't feel will exist any longer, though.
Oh, there ain't never been but 50 great, oh, okay, I'll say 200 great bluegrass pickers.
Okay.
There ain't never been but 200 good ones. There ain't never been but 75 great ones.
All right.
And there ain't never been but 30 that was super, that was really great.
Okay.
I can teach 20 a year. 5 years, that's 100. Several have to teach but 10 to keep it alive, 20. Others ain't 30 come and learn, but it ain't ever be. They don't have Monroe to cap it off. So there won't ever be any more great ones because he was the only man that could make them.
out here, including this band called Front Range, that hope you're wrong.
Well, they can play.
Yeah, they do a fine job.
The only way they can do it and be great is to sit down 5 years, 2 hours a day with his records.
But traditional bluegrass, as Monroe did it, is less popular now than the more modern progressive types. So, well, you say it won't go anywhere. You say it.
I said it goes. Ricky Skaggs went.
But that's not progressive bluegrass, is it? That's country rock.
Said it because he came back $500 a day doing it. You can't make $400 a day, a whole band. I can hire all you want good bands. Ricochet, Eric Ellis and them, Appalachian Trail, $500 a day. Five of them. They get $100 a piece. They can't live on that. If they work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they can't live on $300 a week. Man, you don't see. I'm talking about bluegrass now. What band you talking about? But
yeah, it's bluegrass.
Bluegrass Revival couldn't make it. You know, Peter Whiting them didn't make a living.
Johnson Mountain Boys are out. They were pretty well paid, weren't they? They were doing just as well as anybody in the industry. They were working a lot.
Well, yeah, but they've been to college and all that, and some of them are educated. They still play a few dates and make some money. But they can't make a living at it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't enough people want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And a shame. Look at them festivals. You got to put 12 acts, so-called 8 names on one day to draw 3,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you doing? 8 names?
Sure runs the bill up there, doesn't it?
You're drawing 500 people apiece.
Yeah.
So you can't pay them money. In other words, I mean, I love it. and I've loved it and I've enjoyed it. But they're playing the wrong. That chromatic stuff will not sell tickets. People don't understand it. They don't like it. I ain't talking about the diehards. I'm not like nobody. It's not music. Everybody, you can't say that's so-and-so Marilyn player the minute you hear it because every one of them sound alike. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm able to pick out Monroe's picking versus Jesse's.
I'm talking about Larry Stevenson, Jesse, and
Doyle Lawson. I can pick some of those out.
I can pick them out, but I'm talking about the new ones.
Oh, the new ones. Gosh, that's tough. Yeah.
Everyone plays just alike. Run that old chromatic stuff on the mantle.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Oh, sure, I can tell. Hey, I tell you what you can do. You can take 5,000 or 500 or 50 mantlets and lay them down side by side, and I can walk down beside of them. And when I get to Monroe's, I can point to it without having to touch it, stoop over, or slow down. There's none in the world looks like his.
Mm.
I don't know why. The neck, shape of it.
Mm-hmm.
Offered him $100,000 for it. Which I knew he wouldn't sell it, you know.
Yeah.
What would he do with $100,000, you know? Money. See, that was another thing. Back when I was with him all along, he just wanted to eat.
Yeah.